we never hesitated on that. I'm fully conversant with the United States laws on this. I'm fully conversant with the, you know, the kind of body of discussion in journalism about paying a ransom and how it might stimulate others. But when it's your person, your child or your colleague, and you know it's the only way to bring them home, that's what you do. And that's why the family, with our help, was deeply engaged in raising that money. And we ran out of time. When the bombing began, that sealed Jim's fate, unfortunately. These people don't have any mercy. And if they can't have money, they'll have revenge. And they took it.
What was the particular amount that they demanded?
We did learn from the European journalists who were freed the amount of the ransoms that were paid by their government or with their government's assistance. And it was in the range of 2 to 3.5 million euros, or let's say around $5 million. We felt that $5 million was the amount that we needed to raise in order to bring Jim back.